Before we get going, here's the bit where I remind you that nothing we discussed should be considered as investment advice. This conversation is for informational and hopefully entertainment purposes only. So while we hope you find it both informative and entertaining, please do your own research or speak to a financial advisor before putting a dime of your money into these crazy markets. You're about to listen to a special preview edition of the Grant Williams podcast featuring my special guest and very dear friend, Brent Johnson of Santiago Capital. Brent is known to many people for his milkshake theory, but as you're about to find out in this fantastic conversation, there's an awful lot more about him than that. And we get into all kinds of interesting corners and areas of the financial markets and the global economy. Every episode of the Grant Williams podcast, including the Endgame, the Super Terrific Happy Hour, the Narrative Game, This Week in Doom, Shifts Happen and Chaos Theory, is available to Copper and Silver Tier subscribers at my website, grant-williams.com. Copper Tier subscribers get access to all the podcasts, while members of the Silver Tier get both the podcasts and my monthly newsletter, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. So, if you enjoy what you hear on the show and you want more high-quality content like it, then please make your way over to grant-williams.com and join our exciting community today. And now, on with the show. Brent, how are you, my friend? Always good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's been a couple months since we saw each other in Vancouver, but it's always good to catch up and should be fun.
Absolutely right. You know, you and I have been pals since the grass hadn't been eaten yet to go into the cow to make the milkshake. You know, we've been buddies for a long time. I think I was in the room when you unveiled, was it in Vancouver that you unveiled the milkshake?
Well, that's the first time I did it live. The first time I ever spoke about it extensively was on Real Vision. So, you know, you would have seen that. And then I think shortly thereafter that was when I did it live.
I was in that room and I have to say, I was standing at the back going, man, this is making a lot of sense. This is all very interesting. And one of the reasons I've always loved hanging out with you and love talking with you is that you are one of the few people, particularly in that gold and silver space where you and I kind of first met each other, who has, like me, managed to maintain a balanced view of this whole thing. And you're one of the people that is happy to say, I think gold's overbought here and risk the ire of everybody. And that ability to kind of just stay objective is actually not as simple as a lot of people would have you believe. So I'm always happy to talk to you about this stuff. And obviously, we can replace gold with the dollar because you've inadvertently, I guess, put yourself right in the middle of that entire debate. And when I look around for bull markets and bubbles, the one thing that I see is an undeniable bubble, and that is certainty. Everybody is so certain about everything, and it just bewilders me.
Totally agree with you. I literally just had this conversation with somebody a week ago that I've been doing this for 25 years now, and I have never been more uncertain than I am right now. And I feel like, listen, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I've been doing this for a while. I've seen a few things, and I think it is the most uncertain time since I've been doing it. And yet I, like you, I talk to these people who are just convinced they have it all figured out. And it's bewildering.
Well, and the funniest thing about the milkshake, and obviously I figured we'd get this out of the way first, because I can't talk to you without talking about the milkshake, because everyone's going to say, hey, talk about the milkshake. But the funniest thing about that is I have this picture of you in the middle of the milkshake theory, and all around you on every side are people who are absolutely certain about the outcome. And you're the guy who devised it, and you're the only person that is completely ambivalent about both sides and says, look, it's going to happen on both sides of this. And it's like half the people hear you saying one thing and the other half hear you saying another thing that fits their own narrative. And in the middle, you're going, no, guys, that's not what I said. And you guys over there, that's not what I said. Here's what I'm trying to say. So just for the benefit of everybody listening, a sanity recheck, because I feel like the milkshake has kind of gotten away from itself and it's taken on a life of its own. So can we please recheck and just give people the balanced answer to what the milkshake is, and more importantly, the timing of it, because I think that's where all the confusion lies.
It's funny because I think it was just in the last couple of weeks, somebody on Twitter, as you know, I love to mix it up on Twitter. Somebody attributed something to me that I felt I hadn't said. So I went back to the very first interview I ever gave on it, and I grabbed the transcript And I read it because I wanted to, this is 5 years ago now, and I read it. I wanted to make sure I said what I said, and it laid it all out pretty clearly. So I'll tell you what the milkshake is, and then I'll summarize what I said in this very first interview. And really, at the end of the day, the milkshake is a framework for how I think the next 5-10 years in the markets, how they will play out. And it's basically how I think a sovereign debt and currency crisis would play out. Now, if we never have a sovereign debt and a sovereign currency crisis, then the milkshake will be wrong, or we'll just never know if it's right or wrong, because it's just useless. But it's really a framework for if that were to happen, what I think would happen to markets in that scenario. And the interesting thing is, even though we haven't had the crisis that I thought we would have, the framework has really helped me navigate the markets, because by and large, what I said would happen in that scenario has happened. It hasn't happened to the degree I thought it would, but the actions that I thought would happen have largely happened. And so to just summarize, what I said would happen was that in the years ahead, the dollar would get much stronger. And that in itself wasn't so controversial, except for then I said, dollars, gold, and the US equities will all rise together. And of course, people would say, well, the dollar and gold can't rise together. They're opposites. And I, again, so this is where I went back to the first thing. And I actually grabbed the transcript. And I literally said in there, I know that that sounds impossible, but it's not. And here's why. I said dollars and gold are both currencies, or could be considered currencies. And those two currencies could rise versus all the other currencies. And as we get into this sovereign debt and currency crisis, despite all the problems with the dollar for various reasons, it also has many advantages for various reasons. And when we get into this event, I think the dollar will rise versus all other fiat. And I think gold, the chaos that that causes, will probably create a safe haven trade for both the dollar and gold. So those two will rise together. And then I said, U.S. equities will rise together as well. And I think I said, and there's something to the effect, don't buy equities because things are good, buy equities because things are bad. And so if you go back to that interview, at the time, the dollar index was trading around, I don't know, 92 or 3, something like that. And now it's at 103. So it's 10 or 12% higher than it was. And 10 or 12% doesn't sound like that much, but for a major currency, that's not a horrible move. At the time, I think the Dow was around 20,000, and now it's around 40,000 or 39,000, whatever. So it's almost doubled. And at the time, I think that gold was around 1,300, 1,400, something, 12 to 1,400 range, and now it's 2,200. So, you know, when I step back and I just look at those three things, it's kind of what's happened. And then I also said, along the way, there will be terrifying drawdowns along the way. And if you look at all three of those things, the dollar had a pretty hard drawdown, gold had a pretty hard drawdown, a couple of them, and equities had a couple pretty hard drawdowns, but here we are. And the reason I said that we should expect these terrifying drawdowns along the way is basically because of the design of the monetary system. And for all of the reasons that I thought a crisis would make the dollar get stronger, it also has the potential, at least short periods of time, for asset prices to have these terrifying drawdowns. Now, of course, then governments, central banks, monetary authorities, they will come in and institute more new policies, and they'll do bailouts, and, you know, and they typically, historically, have been able to get things under control, and then asset prices start to rise again. And so purchasing power of the dollar over long periods of time, that's true of any fiat currency. And so that is really what the milkshake is. And whether or not it plays out exactly as I've said, or whether it plays out a little bit as I've said, it has 100% helped me navigate the craziness over the last 5 years, because I kind of feel like I understand what has happened. I don't understand it perfectly, and it doesn't allow me to get everything right, but I haven't really been surprised by anything. And it's allowed me a level of peace, I guess, if that's the right way to say it.
Yeah, well, apart from on Twitter, but yeah.
No, that's actually how I relieve stress. Believe it or not, that's the stress relief for me. Many people would think that's the stress positive. No. That's when I'm blowing off steam.
I can see you, one of those guys that just goes, send, all right, I'm out of here. And just go, you pull the pin out, you throw the grenade in, and then just walk out the room. Say, all right, I'll come back in a few hours and see how you all are getting on. Let me understand, because we talked about this kind of bull market in absolute certainty, and I know you haven't fallen for that, but help me understand how you check both the theory and yourself as you go through, because I know you do that, because I've seen you talk about it every now and again. How do you do that? How should people think about doing that?
The first thing I would say is the ironic thing is that what forced me to kind of come up with this framework was the fact that I was so certain, but I was wrong. So I was in the certainty camp from, let's call it 2009 to 2014, probably. I was in the certainty camp that the dollar was going to get inflated away, gold was going to go a lot higher, the U.S. was on its last legs and it was a dying empire, and the rest of the world was going to take over. And if you would only see the light and accept reality, then that was the only possible outcome. And by about the second half of 2014, the dollar went on a very big run higher. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I think you guys had started Real Vision by that time. And I can't remember if this was in his GMI or if it was on some episode on Real Vision. Raul at one point said, and Raul's a believer in gold. Raul believes gold goes higher. But he said something, the dollar was going to get a lot stronger. And I remember thinking, what is this guy talking about? I mean, he's obviously a very successful guy. He believes in gold. He realizes all the problems we have in here. He thinks that, the dollar's going to get stronger. And then it did. It went on a hell of a run the second half of 2014. And so that is probably the first little inkling that I, the splinter in the brain that you can't let go, that maybe I need to rethink my negative dollar thesis. And it really wasn't for another couple of years until I really kind of sat down and said, okay, gold has gone nowhere.
The full conversation is available to subscribers to the copper and silver tiers of my website, grant-williams.com. Nothing we discussed should be considered as investment advice. This conversation is for informational and hopefully entertainment purposes only. So while we hope you find it both informative and entertaining, please do your own research or speak to a financial advisor before putting a dime of your money into these crazy markets.